So for the recording, I'll just say welcome. This is our Sunday night Tongue Ren Chakra Balancing group. And we're going to start with a Tongue Ren Chakra Balancing for the group. So I'm going to start by tapping on the Tongue Ren, the crown chakra of the Tongue Ren doll. And the crown chakra is the center for trust and devotion to spirit. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am devoted to spirit. I am devoted to service. I am devoted to offering my full contribution. I am devoted to listening deeply so that I know what is mine to do and what is not mine to do. And in devotion, we seek to serve the oneness. And sometimes in devotion, we say yes, and sometimes in devotion, we say no. In devotion, we're listening very deeply to what is ours to do and what is not. And my meditation teacher would say or says that when we're in devotion, we draw powerful guides to our side who assist us in our life's work and assist us in our life. And so I am filled with devotion, and my devotion draws powerful beings of light to my side. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion, and my devotion draws powerful beings of light to my side. I am filled with devotion. And take a moment to feel this devotion and to allow devotion to wash over you. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion, and I am abundantly provided for as I walk my path of service. I am filled with devotion, and I am abundantly provided for as I walk my path of service. Divine favor follows me wherever I go. Divine opportunities follow me. My life is filled with divine opportunities, divine blessings, divine favor. I am filled with devotion, and devotion is my protection. I am filled with devotion, and powerful beings of light are all around me. Moving to the third eye, divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. I lead a guided life. Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. Throat chakra. I am filled with power. I am a powerful being of light. I embody power. I stand in my power now. I sit in my power. There is a place of great power that lies within each one of us. And as we connect more deeply with our true selves, we begin to access that power more and more. I am a powerful being of light, and I've come to make a powerful contribution. And sometimes our contribution is a kind word, and sometimes it's a smile, and sometimes it's the offering of compassion or forgiveness, and sometimes it's the offering of a service. The building of a building, the teaching of a classroom. There are many ways to be of service. Sometimes it's the raising of a child. So do not have preconceived notions about what your service is, but instead look to be in service wherever you are. You can always offer a kind word or forgiveness or compassion. I am powerful. I am powerful. And I use my power in service of the oneness. I am powerful, and I use my power in service of the oneness. I am powerful, and I know that my challenges have come to make me stronger. And so I affirm I am powerful in the face of my challenges. And I use my challenges as an opportunity to grow in my power and in my strength. I am filled with power. I embody my power more and more every day. I am growing in my ability to access my power. I see my difficulties as a challenge, as an opportunity to cultivate greater power. I am powerful. And I use my power in service of the oneness. Heart chakra. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love, and I radiate my light and I radiate my love out into the world. Every day I am growing in my capacity to love myself and others. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. Solar plexus. I accept myself completely. I accept that I have strengths, and I accept that I have weaknesses. I accept that I, like everyone else, am learning and growing. I accept that I, like everyone else, have made mistakes. And we all have strengths, and we all have weaknesses. And we all have made mistakes. And instead of feeling badly or feeling guilty or beating ourselves up about this, part of what we're here to do, if we're to balance our chakras, is to learn to accept this and not be ashamed of it, but to know it's part of the human condition. We have greatness that lies within, and we're human and we're learning. It just is how it is. The earth is a school. We've come for growth, we've come for learning, we've come to serve, and we've come to enjoy. And so embrace the fact that you're a learner now, that you are not exempt, that none of us are exempt. We are here to learn and to grow, and we have strengths and we have weaknesses. And so affirm now, I accept myself. I accept myself. I accept the process of life of which I am a part. I accept. I accept. I accept. I accept it all. I accept that I have greatness that lies within me. And take a moment to really acknowledge that you do have greatness that lies within you. Take a moment to acknowledge a strength. Perhaps you're a caring person. Perhaps you are wise, or you are compassionate, or you're confident, or you're smart. Or you're attractive, whatever it is, take a moment to acknowledge one of your strengths and accept that strength and embrace it. And take a moment to acknowledge a weakness that you may have. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. And so when you acknowledge that you have a weakness and you accept that you have a weakness, then it can begin to heal. When you are in denial about your weaknesses, they fester under the surface. And so take a moment to accept this weakness and embrace it and know that you're here to learn and grow, and it's okay that you have this weakness and you're working on it. I accept myself completely. I accept myself completely. Identity chakra located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am infinitely creative. I am creative and I am expressive. I am a fountain of creativity. Creative ideas pour through me. I am a creative problem solver. There is a creative solution to every problem we face. Take a moment now to affirm, I am creative. I am a channel for divine creativity. And creativity can take many forms. It can take the form of writing or art or drawing or designing a house. It can also take the form of how you do your hair or how you dress or cooking. There's infinite, or how you solve a problem. Or how you express yourself to others. There's infinite ways to be creative, and we are all creative. And so you may have the thought, well, I'm not creative, but put that thought aside and just affirm, I am creative. I am a fountain for creativity. Creative ideas pour through me. And open yourself up to the creativity that lies within you. I am creative and I am expressive. I am creative and I am expressive. Base chakra. I am disciplined. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. I attend to my mind by reading and writing, learning something new every day. I've probably said this before, but I recently, about 6 or 7 months ago, started reading every day, which was new for me. I always wrote every day, but I didn't read every day. And it's been a great way to learn and just really expands your horizons when you read. And, you know, even just 3 or 4 pages a day or 5 pages a day, before you know it, you've finished, you know, 5 or 6 books. And it's been a really wonderful thing. So take one discipline that you'd like to work on. Perhaps it's writing daily or reading or expressing appreciation every day. And just work on improving one discipline. So there's the disciplines of the body, which is exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep at night. And then there's the spiritual disciplines of meditation and offering appreciation, perhaps writing 3 things that you're grateful for every day. There is chakra balancing. We've got Tungren chakra balancing videos on YouTube. You can go to Haley Mermelstein, just Google Haley Mermelstein YouTube, and it will bring you to our YouTube station. And little by little, you can get all of these disciplines going, but just start with small improvements. I am working on my disciplines every day. I am improving little by little every day. I am disciplined. I am disciplined. And kidney one for deep peace. And take a moment and feel the vibration of that word, peace. 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 And allow yourself to be filled with a feeling of peace. Every cell of your body filling with peace. Knowing that Spirit is working with you to manifest what you need and that you are never alone. Remembering that powerful beings of light are all around you, guiding you, rooting for you, working with you on your behalf. And that you are learning and growing and that you have the capacity to overcome whatever challenges you may be facing. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. Let's just take a moment to sit in that energy and feel that new alignment. I'm going to guide us now through a short guided meditation. We'll have our guided meditation and then we'll sit together for maybe 3 or 4 minutes in silence, and then we'll conclude our call. Now that we're all balanced and aligned, it's a good time to meditate. So I'd like to begin by having you become aware of all the space around you in space. Just feeling all that empty space in the room that you're sitting in. So feel your body and then become aware of the empty space around your body, going all the way out to the walls. This is called an open focus technique, where you become aware of the empty spaces. And it helps to stimulate unity consciousness and balance brain chemistry. You can become aware of the empty space above the top of your head, going up, up, up into the heavens. Feeling all that space above the top of your head. Bring your awareness to the third eye located in the center of the forehead. And you can become aware of the empty space in front of your third eye, going all the way out to the walls in front of you. Feeling all that empty space around your third eye. And now this time, imagining that you're in space and just becoming aware of all that empty space around you in space, letting your consciousness and your awareness really spread out. Letting your body fall away and allowing yourself to become no one, no thing, just pure consciousness, feeling all that space around you in space. Connecting with that part of you that is unlimited, that part of you that is expansive and vast. That part of you that is all-knowing, powerful, and wise. Continuing to feel all that space around you in space. Letting your consciousness expand and spread out. Merging now with the oneness. Expanding into the oneness. Recognizing that we are all one great being, powerful, all-knowing, unified. And when you are connected to the oneness, you naturally want to serve the oneness. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am expanded. I am vast. I am unlimited. I am one with all of life. Let's take a moment now and sit in this energy. Sit in this expanded awareness. Becoming no one, no thing, just pure consciousness. And we'll sit in the silence for a moment or two. Feeling your power as you sit, connecting with the greatness that lies within. Feeling your oneness and your unity with all of life. Remembering who you truly are. Connecting with the great power that lies within. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am vast. I am expanded. We are one. We are one. Continuing to feel all that space around you in space. Continuing to connect with your infinite power and the greatness that lies within you. You are learning and you are growing, and at the same time, you are a being of great light and great power. Now, I'd like to take a moment and send light to the group. Gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with power and greatness and wisdom and clarity and love and compassion and forgiveness. And when you send gold light, you're sending all the qualities of spirit. So if you like, you may bring your attention back. And just sit in the power of your spirit. And I'm going to send gold light to the group to assist you in bringing forward more and more of the best that lies within you. And you may want to affirm, I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And when we gather together in this way, a powerful force of light comes in to help facilitate all of our healings so that we can more and more step into our best self. And I'll ask that this light bring you whatever healing you need today, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. If you need confidence, the light will bring you confidence. If you need to experience greater love, the light will bring you love. If you need to be able to give greater love, the light will help you. And you can open to the light at any time, and the light will be there for you. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. Allow every cell of your body to be immersed in light. Allow the light to bring you strength and confidence and appreciation and balance. Allow the light to bring you whatever healing it is you need this evening. And when you're ready, if you like, you can bring your attention back. Some of you may choose to continue sitting in the light after our call or continuing to sit in the expanse of energy that was generated through this call. But if you prefer, you can bring your attention back. So I enjoyed our new format. We'll see what you all thought of it. Again, feel free to email me if you like. You can continue to meditate. Otherwise, I hope that the energy that was generated tonight will assist you in your upcoming week. We have a free teleclass the last Sunday of every month. So the last Sunday in February, whatever that date may be, we'll have our next conference call. Feel free to tell your friends and spread the word. The more the merrier, and the more powerful a force will get generated through our call. So sit in the energy that's been generated. Allow the light to bring you whatever it is you need this evening. And have a wonderful week. And thank you so much for being on this call. I really appreciate it. It's been a great venue for sharing Tongren chakra balancing. And it's a great way to meditate together and generate a lot of light. So have a wonderful week. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you next month. Take care.